The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We have our Down of the DM recap today. Did it go down? It's interesting. I think it's fun because we had so many people message us instantaneously. We were live on the radio about the subject. So wait for it. Okay. It's about a husband and dancing and a wife and a whole lot of stuff. And then one of our parents' court's probably most popular segments, we even talked to our own daughter. Automatic and I had a conversation with Ava Matic about it. It's 8 successful habits that rich, successful people teach their kids. It's basically 8 fights that you're willing to have with your kids that are worth it.
That's going
to
make their lives better in the long run.
My mom called. She was like, I did 5 of them, so you're lucky.
I did 5 out of 8. So take a listen to this episode. If you're a parent, it's a must listen to episode and share it with friends too. Let's get it started. You ever got? You get them phony emails. You get asked to sign up for one of those. We're going to make you rich. Quick schemes.
Oh, multi-level marketing meetings.
There you go. Welcome to Friday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by A3A.
And we're sitting here talking about it because now all these emails and scam phone calls and everything come through. But also your friends can get you got as well. And DJ Automatic and I are victims of
it's been a while.
It has, but it was that vacation thing. Just sign up here.
Wish you were here one. I don't remember what it's called.
Well, that's not a full-on scheme. That's a marketing pyramid scheme.
I'm out $600, bro. Yeah. I ain't been nowhere.
I never went anywhere.
Well, it's the idea of, hey, you can be financially free. You don't have to work. You just travel. But the thing is, you got to get other people to sign up. It's kind of like a pyramid.
Yeah. No, it is a pyramid scheme. It's not kind of like one.
We didn't go nowhere. We're
I don't
out
know
money.
If it's because like a lot of my friends push Herbalife, but some of them aren't that bad. I am a Herbalife distributor. I am under somebody's umbrella.
Are you really?
Say. Yeah, dude.
You ain't never sold us one thing.
Well, not for you guys. You guys are apparently anti-everything right now. So, yeah, of course I wouldn't bring you into that. But y'all know my friend Tita, dude?
Yeah.
Her cousin's like the one on the pamphlet, dog. Like the one on the... Yeah,
so
dude.
She's banking off
of it. Oh, bro, I've seen him pull up in like a stretch limousine on a middle of the day on a Wednesday. And I'm like, how you doing this, dude?
That's because she got in early in the pyramid.
Dude, yeah.
So if you're on the top of the pyramid... So you make money, but we were on the bottom. So we were just
we
got our legs
in the morning show talking about tandas and stuff. Anyway, don't fall for it. Don't get got.
But you know, if you have some friends who are doing it, support them from the outside. Because they need it. They need help, bro. They're trying to find it.
Good luck. Yeah. National Day, Anthony.
Oh, we will start with National Zoo Lovers Day.
Ooh, I love the zoo. Favorite animal at the zoo for me was the Fort Worth Zoo. His name was Big Mike, and he was a silverback gorilla. And I loved going. My grandma would take me every single weekend. He'd run up and he'd spit on the glass.
You guys
heard, my favorite part of the visit.
You guys heard that in Ukraine they let the animals out the zoo now.
Oh,
yeah. So to eat the Russians?
No. Well, the people are there's like lions and tigers and
bears
walking
oh
around right now.
Yeah, did I ever tell you guys by the time I heard and seen a lion roar?
No.
Yeah, I got the behind the scene tour of the zoo, and my friend she had a cell phone camera out, and the dude was like, "Yo, don't put the phone out. He's going to look at it as a challenge." And sure enough, dog, I heard that lion roar, and it shook us to our core. Never again. That's one of the craziest experiences of my life.
People don't understand. You see lions on TV. Look at your cat. Imagine it times a million. And that's not what it is. We'll eat you.
It's not a lion roar, but something equally as powerful. It's National Dog Farting Awareness Day.
That definitely is powerful. You ever just been sitting all chill? And you're like... Bro, what are you doing?
Y'all got some stinky dogs
or
not?
We got them on natural food, so it's even worse.
Every time my dog does a little poop, he goes We also have National Empanada Day.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
My favorite pumpkin baby. Give me that homemade pumpkin from a panaderia. They're the best.
Dude, I love it with a little meat in them, too. But we'll wrap it up on National Dive Bar Day.
Yeah, shout out to all the dive bars out there. A lot of them are locally owned. They got them hardworking bartenders and wait staff. Get out there and get your drink on.
Shout out to the ones that open at like 6 in the morning. Because when you have that whole night of drinking and then they're open at 6, you can just keep it going.
Shout out to them and the people in the parking lot waiting for them to open at 5:50. Let's do it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Down to the DM, we're going to break down a couple we had on last week. Do you remember Sam and her husband, Jason?
Oh.
Remember that? So the thing is, Sam and Jason, they have this really good marriage, but ever since her friend got a divorce.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah, right? She's a little suspicious of Jason because he's acting differently, and she found some things on his phone that didn't feel right.
It was a message from this lady, Angel. I saw just a little bit of it, and then we started fighting about it. The worst part about it was that he just wouldn't show me the phone. He went to sleep, and then I did look at his phone, and, I mean, the way she's talking to him does not seem just friendly. It seems like it's way more flirty.
So, of course, I'm going to have to call Jason, right? I'm pretending to be this woman, Angel. Mm. And we come back, you find out if it went down. And then I want you to think about your relationship with your partner, because we have a question for you.
Okay? Or former partners.
Former partners. What? I'm sorry, Anthony. I forgot you're single. Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sam hit me up because her husband, Jason, was getting some suspicious messages on the phone, figured out the woman's name is Angel. So I called him, and he thinks he's talking to Angel, and here's how it went down. Do you just want to leave from there? That's fine. We can grab an Uber or Lyft or whatever.
Are we going to practice there? I mean, I have to be honest, I've never danced in my life, so this is honestly going to be kind of hard. I think Sam's going to freak out because we didn't even dance.
Hold up. Dancing? You don't know how to dance?
No. I'm terrible. You're going to have to spend, like, a lot of time with
okay. me. At this point, I realize this is not what Sam thought it was, and so I just flat out asked him, are you scheduling dance lessons?
Sorry, I'm scheduling dance lessons.
Sam and Jason's anniversary is coming up. This fool can't dance, so he was trying to learn to surprise her to do something amazing.
Super sweet thing to do.
This is why guys rarely do nice things.
Because
every time you try to,
it's
so hard.
He's got a point. No. I mean, we try to do something nice, and you think we're cheating.
Exactly, bro.
DJ Automatic, if you would just try to do something nice... Let's find out.
You've done some nice things for
you.
I've
done a lot of nice things for you.
You actually have. I want to mention this, and I'll tell you, I remember walking down the aisle to marry DJ Automatic, and for those of you who don't know, I had been married before, and I was very nervous. I'm so in love with this man. It was very different for me. And when I get up there and then we're at the church, we're standing in front of all our friends and our family, and then the priest looks at us and says, you know, read your vows, and Automatic took the time to write, I'm getting emotional, to write the most beautiful vows. Everybody in the church was crying, including myself. I could barely get through my vows because I was just a blubbering mess.
Do not remember what I said.
Damn, he busted him out like a Drake freestyle.
He did.
This is how long we've been married.
Room at the church, bro.
I pulled out the BlackBerry.
Nice.
That's how long ago this happened.
Oh, my God.
And I still have the BlackBerry somewhere.
Oh, Automatic, what do you think is the nicest thing Dana Cortez has done for you since she just listed off your vows that you wrote?
She gave me a kid. She gave me a child, which gave me, you know, like purpose and a whole new love that I never understood. And if you don't have a kid, I don't think you can understand it until then.
That was a simp answer, but it's good, dude.
No, I think that's good. You know, I mean, what else has she done? I mean, she's done a lot of nice things for me, but that's the biggest thing she's done for me.
Well, it's interesting that you said that because I remember before you were talking to me, I mean, we were seeing each other, obviously, and you felt like you were ready for a kid. And I was like, well, I don't know about all that. And then Ava Matic was our perfect surprise.
There it is, dude.
You know, and I mean, sometimes things just happen, even when they're not planned.
I know when Ava was made. It was weird. We felt it. We knew when it happened.
Okay, that's enough for this conversation.
I remember it too. It was your birthday.
Oh, this is awkward.
I'm feeling it, and I don't want to feel it right now. Why am I feeling it?
Anthony, I know you're single and everything right now, but you're a pretty good boyfriend. What's the nicest thing you ever did for somebody on the strength?
I would say
no strings attached, no ulterior motives, just from the heart.
Well, I say on the strength though, because sometimes you do nice things out of being petty. You ever done that? You try to just be super nice guy, so you're a little bit more pettier?
I'm way too petty to do that.
but I think the nicest thing off top that I've done is I arranged a surprise birthday party for a girl. So that was pretty cool. Where I had to like invite all of her friends separately and then set up everything at the restaurant.
So you don't think that was more about you than it was about her?
That's what I'm starting to wonder.
Because you're like, look what I did for her.
Exactly.
Look how nice of a guy I am.
Well, let me tell you what she did for me that night.
Okay.
Well, nothing. We just went to bed. It was actually an unclimactic night. It was.
She got too drunk.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, dude. No babies were made at all.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody remember that moment.
What's the best thing you've ever done for your partner? This isn't about money. It's about the thought that counts. You know, share it with us now. Tap in or at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Successful people have successful children. It's just the way it is.
For the most part.
Well, for the most part, yes, because you have a way to raise your kids differently than those who are, let's say, a little less successful, who are living in poverty.
Sometimes,
there's less obstacles.
It's difficult for the parent if they weren't successful growing up, or say the parent didn't come from, you know, a lot of means,
and
then they grow up and they have money now. They don't know how to raise a rich kid.
No, you're right. So
that's something that can
happen. You've seen that one blow up in a lot of
places. Oh, I know. So today, inside...
The Parents Court!
Dijon Matic found a tweet from a man named, I want to get his name right, because I thought he's got to be a successful guy. Yes, David Morris, who's the COO of Neo Insulation, shared some tips on parenting.
Oh, Dave.
And it went viral. And it's all CEOs and COOs of major companies that are like, this is it. And so why not share this with everyday people like
great.
Us? We
people
can raise
who
our kids
spend more time
right.
at the office than with their kids.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to listen to.
Well, so, this guy's found a balance.
He found a balance. No, you're right. So the number four thing, because I added a bonus at the end, okay? The number four thing that rich people, successful people do with their kids, make your kids be bored. What does that mean? It means that kids need unscheduled time. Okay,
Let them use their imagination.
No one is entertained 24/7.
No. I think it also translates to, like, don't let them have a tablet in their face the whole time
all
or be watching,
time.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
that's
YouTube.
What I'm saying about the imagination. The imagination is a powerful thing. If you can't imagine something happening, it's never going to happen. Well, let them be bored. Let their mind go.
You don't want to allow other people to tell them how to think all the time.
Exactly.
Okay, so they learn alone time is good. They become mindful of the positive effects of stillness. That's such a powerful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Stillness.
My mom was very big on, she's like, I'm doing nothing today, so leave me alone.
It's a good thing.
My mom loved that.
Number three, make your kids work. Now, this is age appropriate, of course, but you got to start when they're little. I'm talking toddlers, picking toys up, picking books up, putting things away.
Everybody needs a job around the house.
Oh, all the way from toddlers through high school. The benefits of the family, you don't get if you're not sharing in a responsibility, baby. Yeah.
How many kids have you seen that their parents didn't make them work growing up, and then once they do get into the workforce, they don't know how to do anything?
They don't know how to work.
And chores are really good for building a sense of community within the home.
It does. It really does. Number two, make your kids go outside. It's not just, I used to go outside and play when I was little because they need fresh air.
They need to get off the video games.
Yeah, that artificial
setting. I'm talking to my
setting,
kid.
No, that's us. That's not her fault. That's us.
Yeah, because it requires the parents to have to go outside too.
Sometimes I just unplug it. And
let's
I'm like,
outside.
Go do something.
Well, that's messed
let's
up,
go play
dog.
With the dogs.
Right, but that's the only way to get to, like,
at least let her save the game first.
Yeah, I know. Don't even let me jerk. Kids need fresh air. They need to understand what discovery is. Discovering things outdoors. I still remember walking with my Uncle Frankie, and he would show me fossils and leaves and the most simple things at night, the moon, the, you
within
know.
Within reason, incredible. Though, because I was one of those kids that was outside all the time, and I
Come
discovered
on.
A lot of things that
These
I didn't need to discover.
These helicopter parents ain't gonna let their kids out that long. And also peace. You find peace outdoors. A lot of depression is caused by sitting indoors in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad
dude.
Place to be.
Get some sun.
Number one thing that Mr. Morris says, he said, you got to get your kids to read. And I've often said this. I don't have a formal education. I didn't go to the big school. Anthony, I went to the big school. DJ Automatic is the only person with a degree. I am a self-educated person. I read every single day. I enjoy reading. I always have. Reading took me to places. You know, in the barrio where I grew up, you couldn't imagine anything. But when you read anything outside your block, but when you read, you discover all of these places. And I'm like, I want to go there. I want to be there. I can live this life. And reading is something, once you put that knowledge here, nobody can take it away from you. Nobody.
Yeah,
so every
what do you
day
do
I
if your kid has a
that.
Learning disability? I hated reading.
I know that, but you can teach
you get
them
a
other
book,
ways.
Audio books, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. There's no excuse now not to put knowledge in your head. Also, a child who doesn't read, the CEO shared a study. It's incredible. A child who doesn't read becomes an adult who's uninformed, and studies show less successful at work and in life. I touched on this earlier. You're allowing other people how to tell you to think. When you read, you can form your own opinion, and you can also look at facts and decipher facts from misinformation.
So he's saying if you don't read, you can become less informed, and what else?
Stupid.
Well, then you could also become a president.
Come on, man.
True story. All right, and then finally, here's just a bonus that I'm adding in. And I think because of a lot of us, you know, a lot of us grew up with parents who were never told, I love you. There wasn't a lot of emotional, conversation. And there certainly wasn't a lot of touching. Tell your kids how much you love them and hug them. hug your kids as often as you can. We were out of town recently traveling, doing all this. Came home, my daughter, first thing she did was give me a hug.
Oh.
She feels comfortable in that, knowing that she can tell me anything, and she knows how much I love her.
I tell my daughter every day before, as I walk out the door to work, I love you, have a great day.
Yeah, you gotta do that. And a lot of times we'll say, my parents never did, well, because their parents didn't.
My parents didn't do that to me. Dude.
My mom was like, I'm so happy the condom broke. You're happy, we're happy you're here. It's a form of love.
The best mistake I ever made. Yeah,
she calls me a surprise.
That's a better word. Yeah. All right, so I would love to share these with you. There are actually 8. So I can share all 8. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram in the story. Here's something else, just to throw it in there. Sit down and have dinner with your kids, too. That's always
please.
A beautiful thing as well. All right, that's today's
The Parents Score.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, Caitlyn Jenner is spilling the tea on Kim and Pete and even Kanye. I think it's the first time she's ever talked about this, and we have the audio. This story and more, Beth Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We got Skye Jackson celebrating her birthday, and one of my favorite MCs, Dej Loaf, celebrating a birthday.
Okay, let's talk about Russell Wilson, who for the first time on Twitter, I've never seen anybody say he's sexy. Every woman on Twitter was like, how did Russell Wilson get Ciara? Here he is explaining.
I had this wallet, and it was broke down. It was like kind of tore up first day we met, and we had been talking for 2.5 hours, you know, hanging out, whatever. And she saw the wallet sit on the table. She said, that wallet, you losing with that. I put my finger, I said, first of all, with me, you never lose. Ooh. I said, second of all, that wallet, that shows consistency. That's what you're gonna get from me.
Wow.
You're gonna get somebody to assistant for you every day.
Reminds me when DJ Automatic was spitting game with me, and it was my birthday, and he brought me that globe and that wine. He said, baby, I'm gonna take you around the world.
Nice. I was in a better place than Russell Wilson, though, because I wasn't wearing Hawaiian shorts and dad jeans, okay?
He also didn't sign that contract extension either, so that's why you gave
it.
That
is very
never
true.
Been in a better place than Russell Wilson.
There's a lot of money in that wallet.
All right, let's talk about Carpool Karaoke, which I love watching. All of America, the world loves it with James Corden. Do you remember when Adele was doing Carpool Karaoke to Nicki Minaj?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, Nicki's in the car now, and she's emulating Adele, and it's hilarious.
I go viral for basically anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, I sit down at the basketball game, right? Mm. I don't look in the camera. I go, I do one of these, and I'm viral. Do you know what I mean? Like, people pay for these sort of viral moments.
You know, off the air, we were all talking about, why doesn't Nicki get more into acting? She's had a couple of roles, but she's so hilarious. She's talented. She's a great singer, rapper. And think about what she just did.
She could be a great voice actress,
oh
for sure.
Oh, my gosh. I want to see Nicki in big Hollywood movies. That's
I want to hear her and Adele do a collaboration.
Oh, that too.
And maybe with a little divorced Kanye production behind the beat.
Oh,
that'd be fire.
Oh, we're talking about some big
sounds
hits
like a
right
hit record
there.
To me.
And speaking of Kanye West, Caitlyn Jenner is talking about Kanye. He goes in a little detail about Pete and Kim, but let's get into the Kanye first.
Actually, I get along very well with Kanye. He's been absolutely great, especially during the transition and this and that. Still today, when I see him, we're good friends. I just have to be a little careful because he's said some things, especially towards the family, that, you know, obviously I'm on the family side.
Of course.
And I wish him nothing but the best.
I feel like I need mob gangster music after that. Kris Jenner's the godfather, for real. And here he is talking openly about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
I was in trouble because I called him Peter. And Kim starts laughing. It's not Peter, it's Pete. And he seems like a very, very nice guy. But the best part was, Kim seemed so happy.
I'm happy for her, but when I hear that, I wonder if she was miserable for a long time.
Because
people keep saying that she's at peace and she seems so happy, people close to her. And if that hurts Kanye's feelings
I see that. And I hear what Caitlyn Jenner said by calling Pete Peter. And I was like, did she call him that because she lost hers?
She didn't lose it. She didn't want it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Nobody's ever been to a ball game, a baseball game, and not heard this.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
So I've got some big news in the world of Cracker Jacks, which I love. I love Cracker Jack. Food news inside hottest hashtags on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, big headline. President Joe Biden signed a sweeping bill into law that will overhaul the U.S. Postal Service's finances and allows the agency to modernize its service. And by the way, this was bipartisan. Democrats and Republicans. The bill saves the USPS over $50 billion in over a decade. It includes an electric fleet of new trucks. So they're not going to spend any gas anymore.
So they can get rid of those 1950s little things
they
got.
It's not fair. It's not fair to our USPS workers out there.
Those things don't even have AC.
And not just that, there's a lot of veterans who work for the USPS. We need to honor what they did for us, for providing us with freedom. Thank you, my mailman.
I'm always
my
friendly
lady.
With the mailman.
Oh, me too, me too. And now let's just take a moment to give a round of applause and a standing ovation for Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the newest member of Supreme Court. I'm so excited for her. It's a win for black women all over the country.
It's a win for the United States, is what it is.
Absolutely, DJ Automatic. Absolutely. All right, now on food news. So I just talked about the Cracker Jack song. You go to the ball game, you hear it. Cracker Jill is a series of five special edition bags that depict five different women in sports Cracker Jack is releasing. Oh. I love it. It's honoring women. And they commissioned Normani to redo the lyrics. Listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh.
Take me out to the crowd.
I love Normani.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jill.
Yes.
No one can
that just
stop
it just makes me feel like finally women are getting some respect. Women's sports. I love the song. And I love Normani. We have a great interview with her on YouTube. Check it out. She talks
love
about Paul.
Y'all should go buy a box. It might be the only way some of you get a ring.
I hate you. I hate you right now. Seriously.
Remember the tattoos though?
Anyway.
Somehow Cracker Jill doesn't have the same ring.
Cracker Jill, which is based in Texas, the company, has pledged to donate $200,000 to the Women's Sports Foundation.
Let's go.
Give it up for him. Get yourself a bag. It's going to be worth some money. Trust me. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Empanada Day.
My favorite is pumpkin empanadas at the local panaderia. Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to the cousin Jamaican patties.
Okay.
Today is empanada day. Let us have our day.
It's also National Draw a Bird Day and National Zoo Lovers Day.
So shout out to the zoos out there. I always loved the silverback gorillas.
A good adult night at the zoo, too. Those are fun.
Yeah, it's
walking
fun.
Around the zoo with some drinks and stuff like that.
They serve drinks and stuff at the zoo now.
The last zoo I went to was the Omaha Zoo, and I got to sit next to a lion.
Oh, isn't that the best zoo in the world?
It is literally the best zoo in
Warren
the world.
Warren Buffett owns it, right?
Yes, he does.
When Automatic goes to DJ, he does the weirdest things because he's by himself. He just pulls up to
was
the
that
zoo
Joe
or whatever
Exotic
else.
Zoo?
No, Joe Exotic Zoo is in Oklahoma.
Okay, all right.
That is not anything like Warren Buffett Zoo.
And I want to send a shout out to the Dive Bar in Vegas who has an open mic. And if you're doing bad, they yell out, "Show us your butt." It's National Dive Bar Day, y'all. Whoop, whoop. We'll wrap it up on National Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Man, oh, man. I don't know about your dogs, but our dogs have the stinkiest farts. And Automatic allows them not to lay under the table, but near the table when we're eating. Oh, and for some reason, every time we're eating.
Daddy drops bombs on us.
Our girl, she just drops the bomb.
She's getting older now, so she just kind of lets it go.
Don't outcast them. Make them feel, allow them to feel accepted because dogs can't burp. That's why they fart like that.
DJ Automatic, what's your excuse?
Yep.
I can burp too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so today's WTF stories, Automatic Anthony A. Mila De Brito, who just gave birth to her first child, revealed to her followers on TikTok she made $10,000 last month selling her breast milk to bodybuilders.
What the
f***? Yes, evidently this is like a new thing. Bodybuilders are now drinking breast milk with their protein shakes.
That is whole milk in its own sense, right? In its own right.
It's so not pasteurized,
like extra nutrients
though.
In it or
well,
something?
Well, hey, men's health sports dietitians explain that breast milk is designed to rapidly grow a human baby, so they believe a similar effect will happen to them. But growth hormones benefit a human adult differently than a baby. In fact, there's no benefit at all because those hormones are attracted to your sexual organs and they can be damaging.
Have you ever seen a 2-year-old throw a tantrum? It's kind of like a gym freak doing a steroid blowout.
It's
like
they're similar, dog. It's not good. One cup of breast milk is 170 calories, contains 10 grams of fat, 16 carbs, and 2 grams of protein, as well as vitamins and minerals. It's meant for babies, not for grown-ups.
If Barry Bonds would have known about this, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
All right. From breast milk to a man who shook the milkman's hand 4 times on a Southwest flight.
What does that mean?
A
Southwest passenger was arrested after playing downtown DJ on himself four different times.
Wait. This man
in
was
one flight?
This man was pleasuring himself?
Yes, Dana Cortez.
I finally got it.
On a flight from Seattle to Phoenix. And the woman next to him was the one who alerted the flight attendant. And then from there, they asked him to lower his cranking down.
Ew.
So the man was arrested and now has a lifetime ban on Southwest flights.
This is a two-hour flight. Thank God they weren't going overseas. Seriously.
I've actually seen that happen before, though. I called Dana one time because there was a guy. He wasn't sitting in my aisle, but he was sitting in front of me the aisle. And you could see him
watching porn and go for it. He had adult film out. Yeah, on his phone.
That's
nasty.
Here he just keeps getting weirder, guys. All right, scientists have discovered that mushrooms can talk.
What do they say?
Well, scientists
have
discovered...
They got them one-liners like Anthony A. Yeah.
So British researchers measured the electrical wavelengths of fungus and determined they kind of sort of talk to each other. They figured that their electrical spikes give off words, like they have a 50-word vocabulary.
Whoa!
So,
more than some of the presidents that we've had recently.
Damn! Oh, nice, dude. Call the president dead fungi. That's funny.
So they feel like they're kind of announcing their presence like wolves do in the wild, like when they howl.
Hell yeah.
So my question to you guys is, what do you think the mushrooms are actually saying?
Right away, I think of that movie Sausage Party.
Oh, no.
Have you ever watched that?
Yeah,
Don't watch it on mushrooms, I'll tell you that.
You're not tweaking, you're just peeking, man.
I would assume mushrooms would say, we don't even like Joe Rogan that much. I would think they would say no.
I think they would say this.
But did you die?
All right, those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And this is Music Fact Time. It is April 8th. DJ Automatic Music Facts begin now.
We're going to start with birthdays. It is Dej Loaf's birthday.
Best body of work she ever did. I mean, she's just done a lot. She's a big writer. People don't understand.
Man, talk about body. She's hot, dude.
She's beautiful.
Dej Loaf is hot.
And talented.
Yep.
We'll leave it at that. All right. Another big birthday today. It is Biz Markie's birthday.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, babe.
Words to live by. You say he's just a friend.
R.I.P. Biz Markie. All right, now we're going to go to 1985 when the number one song in the world is a song that we could all use right now. It's We Are the World.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Everybody who is anybody was on this song during this time in 1985. It was written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie.
If you were a pop star in that day and age, you were on this song.
Next, we're going to 1994 when Kurt Cobain of Nirvana was found dead at the age of 27. Nirvana really is probably the biggest grunge group there was.
Well, they changed music, right? There was a lot of hair band things happening, and then Kurt Cobain came with this pain that a lot of people were... they found they couldn't express in the music at the time, right? It was like this happy, you know, I'm going to wear makeup, my hair's, you know, 10 feet high. And then this man came who was obviously experiencing something emotionally. And he became a voice for a generation, and he still is that voice because of that. It's sad that he committed suicide. You know, the thing is that mental health is a real problem in this country, and we've got to do a better job when dealing with it, especially allowing our men to speak out when they need help.
All right, next we're going to 2016 when NWA is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Straight out of Compton, it's a crazy brother named Ice Cube from the stupid dope gang with an attitude.
Here's another iconic group that changed music history.
Yep, shout out to Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, MC Ren, and DJ Yella. And they were inducted by none other than Kendrick Lamar.
It was a great speech, and I love to how they always talk about, a lot of people label them as gangster rap, right? Which, what it is, but at the time it was reality rap for what they were going through.
Well, see, so. It still is. Gangster rap, whatever you want to call it. If you're telling a story about something that's happening in the neighborhood and you don't like the story, maybe you should step up and do something to change what's happening in the neighborhood.
Exactly. Music Facts is brought to you by Capital One. What's in your wallet?
We'll be back. Less than 5 minutes. Stand by.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were going over five things successful people tell their children Well, as a man who was formerly a kid, I'm excited to hear this. I also welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., my scum padre, Sir DJ Automatic.
And I got my dad-o-matic hat on today.
Oh, yes, because you do have a young daughter.
I have one child.
Nice, dude. And I was once a kid. I don't have any kids now, but I understand the impact that a positive role model can have on you. Automatic, who was the most positive, impactful role model outside of your parents that you think you had growing up?
My grandpa.
Oh, all right. Grandpa Matic, dude.
Grandpa Dan.
What a great name. That's my dad's name, dude. That's sick. I just learned that about you. What did Grandpa Dan teach you, dog?
He taught me the importance of being frugal was one of the things, because he was a very successful man, but he never let anybody see it or show it.
Yeah.
And then another thing was he had a big family.
Okay.
And he worked a lot. So he always found time for his family, no matter how much he worked. And
beautiful.
He always found time. And he has 36 grand, or he had 36. He's passed, but he had 36 grandkids, and he would always find time for me.
You know what Grandpa Dan had time to do?
Yeah. Grandpa Dan was laying down pipe. That's what Grandpa Dan did.
That's a lamb before the internet right there, boy.
That was a lamb before contraceptives. He had 11 kids and 36 grandkids. So.
Oh, man, dude. I'll never forget my grandma, Stella. She was always very big on work hard, but make sure you stop to enjoy life, because the journey is the gift. Okay. That's what my grandma was big on me. But Dana Cortez located a parent expert, and here are five things that successful people tell their kids. DJ Automatic, go ahead.
Let your kids be bored. They need it. Let their imaginations run wild. You know, some of your best, at least some of my best memories as a kid were just when we made up games, just made up scenarios, and just took it from there.
Dude. I used to have this game where I called hitting the stick against the wall.
There you go.
Come on.
I'm sure in your mind it was the greatest thing ever.
Well, it helped me out a lot, because later on when I went to jail, I knew how to pass that time. So there you go. You learned a little something right there. DJ Automatic, go ahead, brother.
Number three, make your kids work.
Oh, yeah.
Age-appropriate chores are a big thing. You know, once a kid hits, I felt like 7 or 8 with Ava, then she could have some responsibilities. One of them was making sure her room was clean. Two is always doing the dishes, you know. And the other thing, now she's older and she's got to take care of the trash. She's got to take care of the dog stuff.
I still remember the first time my mother made me go to work. I wanted a football jersey. And they were like, all right, if you want to do it, you got to do some chores around the house and we'll save up money to buy it. And then they were disappointed because I wanted a Raiders football jersey.
I'm disappointed too. The number three here is make your kids go outside.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's these parents now, bro. These millennial and Gen Z parents, dog. Y'all be keeping your kids on the tablets, bro.
Yeah, unplug them from the internet. Because, I mean, some of my best experiences as a kid were just running around and running wild, to be honest.
Oh, earlier inside the show, Automatic, you were saying that you just sometimes will unplug your daughter's video game system.
Yeah, just when I want to be a jerk.
Come on, dude. I'm not co-signing on that, DJ Automatic, at all, dude.
Well, if you ask her 4 times to turn it off, she doesn't turn it off. Guess what works?
Well, anyway, go ahead, Automatic.
The next one is make your kids read. This one is huge. Yeah. If your kids are not reading books, you are not doing them any favors in life, because knowledge is power.
My mom used to make me read the bills.
I mean, it gives you a good understanding of how much money it costs just to live. I mean, now that Ava...
I just had flashbacks. She's like, every time you leave the door open, I tell you, I'm not trying to cool down the outside. Look what it does to my pocket. Boom. Dude, put it in my face every time.
And the last one is hug and love your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge one. I think when you tell your kids you love them, I think you're doing a lot more for them. I know, a lot of older generations, that was, a hard thing for them to do, is to say, oh, I love you. I mean, my dad has a hard time saying I love you. But one thing I do with my daughter is I tell her every single day as I walk out the door, I love you. Have a great day.
Oh, that's beautiful, DJ Automatic. I think my parents, my mom, I was raised by my mom and my grandmother for the majority of my life. And I was on the opposite end of that spectrum, to where I was told I love you, you're great, and this too much, to where now I'm just one big sensitive man.
I'm sorry, but you're right. There is a lot of guys that got raised by women. It's almost like they need a resurgence all the time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The whole WTF is just a vibe, and it's not a good one. From the woman selling breast milk to bodybuilders, you're drinking a woman's breast milk, which is weird, to the man pleasuring himself on the plane. What is wrong with you men? You're never going to find a woman doing that.
There's a time and a place for everything, and when you're sitting in the middle seat on a full plane, that's not the time.
May I ask you a question, DJ Automatic Anthony A? It's personal. It's a podcast. Are you good?
Yeah, dude.
Go for it.
You ever been caught?
Ever been caught? No.
On a plane?
No.
Just in general.
General, yeah.
Just cranking the... I
cranking that Soldier Boy. I got caught, the first time when I was a little, probably 12.
By who?
My dad.
Oh.
And then after that, we had a little talk.
Red.
Yeah, I mean, he was just like, yo, I realize that's like part of your life, and you're like, I didn't realize you were there yet, but next time, lock the door. Make sure the door's locked, okay? He's like, you're going to probably be doing a lot of this, so just lock the door.
I knew that DJ Automatic would say yes because I caught him.
Oh, my God. Well, now this is sounding like a problem.
Is it a problem?
No, it's
is
not.
Is it a problem to pleasure yourself?
It's a problem that people around you don't knock before they walk in.
There
that's
you go.
The problem.
Thank
dude.
You. Please knock before you enter a room. And I'll learn to lock the door.
I need to get some tweets on this one. @DanaCortez, @DJAutomatic, @Anthony8400. We'll be right back.